Happy, 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 happy Friday. How are you? Are you awesome? Man, if you can't get excited about a super happy, fun Friday, I don't know what you can get excited about. But you got stuff to do this weekend? Oh, yeah, you do. You got a party probably on New Year's Eve, right? And recovery on Saturday? Just saying. How about your to-do list? How's that doing? As we get into a new year, I wanted to bring up a twist on a to-do list that I talk about from time to time. I wanted to make sure you heard that before we let you loose on 2022 so you can focus yourself a little bit more. An easier way of doing things that will really make you much more sane and much more likely you get what you want. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. I was thinking just a moment ago, as this show rolls out today, this is the last show of the year, and it's the last show of our 15th season. And next year we go into number 16. Hard to believe it's been that long. I remember starting so long ago. One day at a time thinking, man, I can't do 15 or 20 years of this. And here I am. So thank you for that. And you know, most of what we've done has been behind closed doors. Had the walled garden, the paywall up for so long, still do. But so much has been behind closed doors. These days, more sponsors helping us to get the show out further around the world, which is awesome. But I want to say thank you for allowing it to happen. Every single day, more and more people showing up, consistently well over 1 million downloads a month now. Big, big, big for a self-help podcast. So thanks for making that happen. I do appreciate you being there for us endlessly. So cool. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Since it's Friday, there's really only one thing that we have to focus on right off the bat, isn't it? This is so simple, and I'll take time to explain it today. I normally don't do this but every couple of months, but I'll do it today because we're getting into the new year. And you're going to hear this as you start to embark on whatever 2022 will be for you. And that is the question, how do I want to feel? Now, the question is not a random question. When you ask yourself, how do I want to feel, you're doing a couple of things. You're commanding your subconscious mind to listen to you. How do I want to feel? And you're going emotional. You're an emotional critter, as I like to say, which means you're going to go there anyway. So when you have a choice to decide how you want to feel about something and you ask that question, man, it just rewires your brain. And you can do it automatically by yourself right now, this minute. If it's not going the way you want it to go today, just say, well, how do I want to feel? Spin it around. Your answer is going to be good. How many times have you... If you're a parent, I bet you've asked your kids this a lot. I know I have. Well, how do you want to feel about that? I've asked a question. I've also gone into meetings. I've gone into parental things. I've gone into all kinds of stuff. And I said, how do I want them to feel? It's crazy when that happens. But the number one thing you can do today leading into 2022 is decide how you want to emotionally feel about life and about what you're doing. And decide that only you control that feeling. And when you ask yourself the question and you honor your own answer, you will control it. Let's make that a habit in 2022, okay? So I want to bring up the idea of getting rid of your to-do list. Huh? What? How am I going to get my stuff done? I'm just blown away by all the AI stuff out there right now, trying to help you get more done. All the accountability coaches that are I'm just blown away by that because it doesn't take that. It's a lot simpler than you think to do this. And anybody that you talk to that gets a lot done, any really, truly, let's define successful person as somebody who gets a lot done, has a life maybe you aspire to, something like that. They're just doing a lot, right? They keep it simple. Rookies make it complicated. Eventually, you don't deal with that stuff. So I'm going to implore upon you today to just toss your to-do list. I do bring this up every couple of months to talk about this because I want you to get this as we get into this time of the year. So over time, I have learned there is a significant benefit of growing older. Let me think what that is. Oh, it's getting wiser. Like I say, you get old enough, you don't care about much. I care about so much, but now I know what to care about, what not to care about. Figuring out what works in most areas of your life is one of the benefits of that wisdom, and learning how to avoid the school of hard knocks. I will admit, there were years of my life when I just admitted I was going to learn everything the hard way. That was it. It was like a badge of honor. Are you like that? Really? I meet people like you every single day that will say that. I just learn everything the hard way. It's how I am. It's who I are. Well, I got smart. I stopped doing that. It was a great thing. About 30 years ago, I just stopped. I'm always amazed by how much time people fritter away deciding how to be more productive, though, trying to keep up with their never-ending daily list of things. Eventually, though, I think we all learn that a good life will always offer more opportunities, more than you can ever use. Like Doritos, I keep making more. There's more! I'm just blown away. I go to a store, there's so much more. That's like to-dos. To-dos are like going to Costco. There's always more. You can't get, every time you go, it's going to be more. And the sample lady always has more of things you shouldn't be eating. But the day is going to become when it's going to be easier to focus on what you really, really want to do when you think a little bit differently. So if you want to think differently and get consistent results, let me teach you a lesson I learned by flying. I just taught this a few weeks back with to one of my coaching clients who was having kind of an issue with to-do lists, you know, procedure lists, things like that. I learned it when I flew little airplanes, when I learned to fly them. Aviation, it's well over 100 years old right now, and that means if you're a new pilot in aviation, you're learning a bunch. The books are thick, there's a lot, there's 100, and you got to know it all. You really do. Well, most of it anyway. Can't remember everything, can you? And you shouldn't remember anything that you could check a list for, right? Instructors are cramming the brains of pilots with all kinds of stuff, and flying airplanes is kind of unforgiving, so it kind of has to be that way. That causes you to micro-focus on tiny details, especially when you have a pre-flight coming up. Now, if you don't fly, you probably don't know this, but if you do fly, you do know this is what we call a pre-flight check. You walk around that airplane, you check everything, you make sure that airplane is airworthy, that it's going to fly. You do that, and that's the pilot in command's responsibility. So one day, I was heading out of the plane, kind of a new pilot, and I was kind of nervous. You know, you're with your instructor there. You just want to get him out of the way and go solo. Leave me alone. Let me fly the plane, okay? But I was kind of freaking out. Got to get it right. Don't want to miss anything on my checklist. Oh, my God. And it was really something I was finding impossible to remember all the thousands of items that would make my flight safe. Because if you think about it, you're trying to get down to all this detail, and there are things we need to pay attention to. There's no doubt about that. But I said to him, I said, there's so much on this list. I keep thinking I'm going to miss something. I'm going to get myself hurt or worse. I was going to die is what I thought about. Because it kind of builds a fear into you. You have to. I mean, I'm sure a flight instructor is there for one reason. Keep you alive until you learn how to keep yourself alive. That's it. But I was freaking out by it because there are a lot of little minor details. And he kind of smiled because he's been done this before and he knew what to say. He said, that's not an everything you need to do list. That's a did I do it list. That way, you're only double checking to make sure you did the important stuff. That's it. It was pure brilliance. And I know he's not the first. I know it's something a lot of people do in a lot of different disciplines. But I embrace that did I do it philosophy and flying and everything else from that day forward. It's also the mantra for how I choose to get things done these days. I have a big to-do list. I use Asana here. Used it for years, and like a lot of folks do. I like it because I push one little button and I can put something in it. Boom, done. Show prep, ideas, whatever I need. I just pop it in there. That's it. And then I go to my Asana list and I open that up and I look at it. And I used to look at, okay, let me get everything organized. Let me work it here. Let me start seeing what I've got to do today. I don't do that anymore. I go look at the list and I just glance over it and I think, have I done that? Haven't done that? I haven't done that yet. Got to make sure I get that one done. A did I do it list assumes that we already know what we need to be accomplishing. And all you have to do is make sure that you've done it. Now, if you're a leader in any capacity, family, the boss, the church, a leader in any capacity. Your greatest value is going to come when you know what you should be doing, you know what you should have done, you know what should be happening, you just know that, you focus on doing what you do best, and you just make sure you did it. You don't need to keep up with that list of things. That way of thinking allows you to release the stress of information overload. It allows you to enjoy things more, to get lots done, and celebrate your victories as well. Plus, the boost you get from seeing how much you have accomplished already without even doing anything gives you a real boost. It's amazing. Try it out. Look at your to-do list today as a did-I-do-it list. I'll see you in the new year.